News. News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's the 20th day of December. Vern Henricks is joining me back on this segment. Hi, Vern.
Hello, Dave.
You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow is the first day of winter.
That's one thing.
And December 21st marks the 99th birthday of a community icon, C. Clyde Jones, and we're honored to have Mr. Jones join us this morning here on the GMCF Community Hour. Good morning, C. Clyde.
Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, Vern.
Well, C. Clyde, you've had
a real pleasure to join you guys here this morning.
You've had quite a couple of weeks, haven't you, C. Clyde?
Yeah, the COVID-19, we think, I came down ill on the 6th of December. We're not real sure, somewhere between the 1st and the 6th. I never did get terribly ill, as a lot of people have. I managed to get through everything I isolated myself for 10 days. And the 17th of December was my final day of quarantine. So I've been able to see individuals, which is really great.
Now, the 17th, let's see, it was the 18th that was going to be your 99th birthday party, but you had to cancel that because of, you know, the situation with COVID. And that's a big deal for you because you love to celebrate parties. Now, in your 99th year that begins tomorrow, do you now increase the regularity of your birthday parties from semi-annual to quarterly, or do you go a monthly route?
Well, how about every week?
As you made mention, every day is a new day, and every week, I don't think anybody get tired of you.
Well, that's not true, and probably what I will go back to, though, is semi-annual parties. Coach Snyder one time was talking, actually he was addressing the K-State marching band at one of their convocations, and the band had appeared at one of my parties, a small group of the band, and he congratulated the band for doing things in addition to their normal job. And then he went on to say, you know, Clyde has birthdays twice a year now because he doesn't know how many more he's going to have. So boy, how true. So I will continue semi-annual parties, I'm sure.
Well, see, Clyde, we decided to bring a special guest to join us here on the GMCF Community Hour in honor of your birthday. And hopefully this will be a bit of a surprise. Beings, you were not able to have a whole bunch of people joining you on Saturday. We brought your singing partner on the air this morning, Linda Utoff. Good morning, Linda.
Wow.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, good morning.
We wanted to make it a little have a little special birthday moment for you, C. Clyde, and I thought it would only be appropriate to invite Linda in on this.
Oh, yeah. What an honor!
Linda is a true friend. I'm very fond of Linda.
Now I understand that you two have been singing partners in the past.
Well, at my birthday parties, yes, we did. We had a number of numbers that we did.
Now, with the...
I say that Tony Bennett and C. Clyde and I and Lady Gaga have, they've got nothing on us.
I have no Linda and C. Clyde CDs in my library.
Okay, we'll have to work on that.
We may just have We may just have to record something. And Linda, would you be so kind to sing a song for C. Clyde? I know you know one of his favorites. And C. Clyde, if you want to join in, feel free. It's just all the more charming.
Oh, you don't want happy birthday because that's not till Tuesday, right?
That's not till tomorrow. Be a little premature.
We should do just a little bit of Young at Heart, don't you think, C. Clyde? Because... Now, I don't know if we can sing together. I'm coming to you from Iowa. We're up here visiting family, but I will do my best. You start us off, Clyde, and I'll join you on Young at Heart. I know you've been sick, but we can do this.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Fairy tales can come true.
It can happen to you. If you're young at heart.
It's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind.
When you're young at heart.
And if you should survive to 105. Just think of the joys that you will derive. And here's the best part.
You'll have a head start.
Because I am among the very young at heart.
That's right, Clyde. You are young at heart. Thank you for everything you've done for Manhattan and K-State. I can't even believe how many things you've done with your life.
Well, it's all been a great pleasure to serve this great community. I'll tell you that.
Well, you're still serving them every day. So thank you so much. Thanks, Dave, for having me in. I sure love this guy. I'm sad we had to miss his birthday party this week, but we'll make up for it soon.
This was a nice little treasurable moment, I hope, for both of you and all of us. So, Linda, thank you, and enjoy your stay, and happy holidays in Iowa.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
See you, Linda.
All right. Well, you know, Vern, we talk a lot about Clyde. You know, when we talk about the foundation, you know, when you think about charitable giving and people that have done so many things in our community, the name C. Clyde Jones is, you know, one of those iconic names that encapsulates that spirit of giving in our community.
Well, and I think few people probably know C. Clyde's employment or volunteership history with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And C. Clyde, I think you ought to share a little bit about that, how that all got started in those early days of the foundation, and what role you were playing before we all got here these days. So you want to share a little bit about that story?
Oh, my goodness, you're kind of testing my memory, Vern.
Hey,
I remember very, very well. Annette Donnelly was the name of the lady who volunteered, actually, to be the executive director of what at that time was, I'm not sure the exact name, but it had something like the Community Foundation in the title.
Yeah, it was the Manhattan Community Foundation back then, so.
Yeah, well, and she was the only employee, and I know at the very beginning she was actually a volunteer. And from day one, I got involved helping her, making contacts in the community. I'd been around a few years and knew a couple of people in Manhattan. And not terribly long after, she resigned as the director. I'm trying to remember now, Vern, who replaced her. It was Sarah Sarasic, perhaps?
Yes, Sarah was there. And then after Sarah was Liz Workman. So,
yeah, I think Sarah Sarasic was the one that I actually started to work for. A title.
Yep.
I had a title of asset and marketing development director, a fancy title with no pay. And I'm trying to remember when Michelle Robin came in as the director, but I know that at that time, a couple of the leaders at the foundation came to me and asked me if I would be at all interested in becoming the executive director. And I said, well, sure. But I said, there's one condition. I would not accept pay for the job. You know, they turned me down on that basis. Oh, heaven. And, later on, we'd have to hire two people to replace you.
I'm not sure I want my board members listening to this show if you're going to talk like that, Clyde. So,
Well, I tell you, my life has really been devoted to what I'm going to call community service. And there has never been a day when making income from it was important to me. I have had a few times when I've earned a couple of bucks here and there for doing something for the community. But essentially, I regard volunteerism as the key to a growing, successful, vital community. And Manhattan is blessed with so many wonderful volunteers.
Well, see, Clyde, we are blessed to have you in our community, and we're so thankful that you are feeling so much better after testing positive for COVID some, 2 weeks ago now almost. And yes. We're delighted to have had a few moments to spend with you here on the air in the GMCF Community Hour. And we want nothing but lots of healthy memories for 2022 and beyond for you, because there's you got another big birthday party coming up in June.
Yes, that is really a big bash. The College of Business asked, can we host your 100th birthday party? I said, oh my goodness, yes, indeed. You're relieving me of all kinds of problems of deciding how and when and where. And the dean's office, Melanie Horton, got in touch with me. And first of all, they said, can we do it in June instead of December to avoid the chance of bad weather? I said, well, certainly. So June 17th is now scheduled for the C. Clyde 100th birthday bash. It'll be held in the atrium of that beautiful business building. And I was so elated. I was just jumping for joy. Hey, wow, what a wonderful thing. And Melanie Horton said, now, just a minute, Clyde. It's going to cost you something. Oops. There's that other shoe. You're going to have to write your life story, have it ready in December of 2021 so that we can edit it and publish it and give a copy of your life story to everyone who attends your party. So I'm in the process now. In fact, I've already given her about 130 pages of copy for her to start editing.
Well, we're looking forward to that. And I know Vern and I are looking forward to having our copies signed personally by you when we have that 100th birthday party.
The autograph pen will be working overtime. I guarantee you, purple.
I guarantee it.
Thanks, guys, for having me this morning. Thanks so much.
It's a delight. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day tomorrow. All right?
Thank you.
C. Clyde Jones joining us a day before he turns 99. Wow, I just, you know, it's just a real blessing to have him in our community. And Vern, you know, we, you know, as I made mention, you know, one of the things we want to talk about, you know, with the foundation was this is such a, you know, it has been such a couple of challenging years from a lot of different perspectives. But the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, you know, has C. Clyde's fingerprints all over it and, you know, continuing to do that good work on behalf of the people in our community.
Question. There's a C. Clyde and others certainly laid a foundation for this community foundation and the small steps that have been taken year in and year out to get us where we're at today is very very instrumental in the process, and it demonstrates what can happen with just a good idea and a lot of great people around it, and so we're excited to have the community foundation here to serve this community as well as Northeast Kansas with our partner program. And we think we're making a difference. We hope we're making a difference. And we want to certainly pay tribute to those early members, those early idea people for what they came up with, because none of this would be happened without the C. Clydes and the early board members when they made these decisions. So we're very grateful for that. And this is a good time of the year to reflect on that.
Well, let's talk about reflecting on 2021. A lot of challenges, you know, much like 2020, many of them having to do with COVID and response, and had all kinds of other things that popped up. And let's talk a bit about some of the highlights for the year for the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.
Certainly. And this will be a little bit random in theory, but stuff that we possibly haven't talked about here. And But one of the unique parts is we've had this show for 48 Mondays this year, and with a couple of days we've taken off, and we had 96 segments, over 100 guests, and 70 unique organizations that have joined us. I had McKenna kind of do a little research from that standpoint. So to give those organizations a platform to be able to talk about what they do, I think has been instrumental and really one of the powerful points of this show we've got here. And now we're going to lead into our Philanthropy Today podcast series as a part of that growth as well. But 2021 brought us a match day that was a record breaker, raised almost $1.5 million on Grow Green Match Day for the 70 plus organizations that participated. And that's amazing. And that started out as just a $100,000 day, you know, 8-9 years ago. So excited about that increase. Affiliate match days. We completed 12 affiliate / partner match days this last year. And including ours, the match day total for those that just ended last week was $4.2 million in Northeast Kansas. And more importantly, of those $4.2 million, it was a lead to get donors to know where they can give and to learn about the charitable organizations in those counties, communities that we serve. And like I say, we have 15 communities that we're serving. We have 4 educational foundations that we serve, and that's the impact that's kind of a pride point for all of us to know that we can do some stuff there. But special time, we didn't add any new community foundation this year, but the message is out there, and we're still open if anybody wants to join us. But right now, that's where we're at. Scholarships. Through the foundations, we awarded more than $300,000 in scholarships to 235 students this year. Generally, that's not a big thing for us because obviously we've got the K-State Foundation that's doing that for the university. But, you know, those scholarships go all over the country, outside of Kansas as well, because donors have those wishes. So we're pretty proud of that. And Edie's done a terrific job with that. And that whole process. Grants, we're not through awarding grants this year, but the you know, we're going to surpass $12 million and maybe even get to $13 million this year on granting to these communities, which is just amazing. In 2013, we eclipsed $1 million for the first time. And so this year, to think that we're going to possibly even get to $13 million is pretty amazing. So excited about that. And then, you know, other things, you know, just being available for the community when the COVID crisis hit, you know, has been special for us. In fact, I want to not forget to share, you know, our friends in Western Kansas that suffered from the fire and, you know, the livestock losses and obviously a couple of human losses. We are going to set up a fund in the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation that will have a link in all 15 of our Northeast Kansas Community Foundation. So if anyone wants to give to support our Western Kansas friends and neighbors, they certainly can do so. We don't have all the details up yet. Give us a day. We're talking about it today a little bit. And tomorrow there'll be a link on our website, and there'll be more information on the front page of our website. If you have friends and neighbors that that you want to help out, we can certainly do that. But we want to make sure we're getting the money to the right place, and so it's a coordinated effort. And so we'll keep sharing that with you as time goes. But just as I started my professional career in Hayes, Kansas, and so I have a love for that area out there, and I want to make sure that those other individuals that certainly may have done the same thing have an opportunity to help them out as well. So that's just kind of a quick little summary and some things, and we can talk about a little bit more about that if you want, Dave, but I wanted to bring those highlights to the table. So
well, that's a lot. Congratulations on a successful 2021 to you and everybody down at the foundation. It's a fun team to a fun atmosphere to be a part of, because, you know, everybody's doing such really cool things and good things and impactful things in our community. The GMCF Community Hour will continue after the break. When we come back, Vern and I will be talking about some of the things that are happening in the community that you can still get involved in. And we are 3 months and a day away from the CFAs. We'll talk about that as well in the GMCF Community Hour, brought to you by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.